Welcome to Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm Laura Lewis, and with us today from Meals on Wheels Delaware, we have its Marketing and Design Director, Jennifer Halliday. And welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, Laura. Thanks for having me.
Welcome back. Now, Ann Love came in here last year and chatted about some of the wonderful things that happened with Meals on Wheels Delaware. But now you're here today because we've got some wonderful events coming up. You got a lot of them coming up, a lot of fun things. But I think first, give us the nutshell, quick intro on what is Meals on Wheels Delaware.
Absolutely. So Meals on Wheels Delaware provides funding for the meal delivery programs throughout the state of Delaware. We have five different meal delivery agencies in all three counties, Newcastle, Kent, and Sussex. Meals on Wheels Delaware is the major fundraising entity for all the Meals on Wheels programs throughout the state. We have five delivery agencies in all three counties. Last year, total, we delivered over 700,000 meals to over 4,300 seniors.
Mm-hmm. You know, I think because most of us, we think of Meals on Wheels being the one to actually load food up in a truck or a volunteer's car and make the delivery. But actually, you're the one that subsidizes or provides and funds the other organizations that actually do the deliveries.
Yes. Meals on Wheels Delaware is specifically just a fundraising entity. The five agencies that we provide funding to throughout the state are City Fair, Newark Senior Center, Modern Maturity Center, CHEER, and Meals on Wheels Luz Rehoboth. Those cover all the meal delivery routes through all three counties.
And over 4,000 seniors are getting them. Is that, are you actually getting everybody who has applied for services, or is the need even greater?
Actually, we are very fortunate in the state of Delaware. We still do not have a wait list for seniors who want to receive meals. So I say we're fortunate because most other states do have a wait list. So thank you to the community, to the funding that we receive. It makes that wait list not exist.
And it is so amazing that you do not have a wait list, but it does say that there are 4,000 in need, and it's across the state, isn't it?
Yes, absolutely. There's different needs in each county. In Newcastle County, there was about 1,500 seniors who received around 230,000 meals. City Fair, that agency itself, served 201,000 of those meals to 1,200 seniors. And
wow.
Newark Senior Center served 21,835 meals to 285 seniors.
Mm-hmm. And this is, again, and it's across the state, and you think, wow, in like farm areas. No, there's hunger everywhere.
Yes, absolutely. It could be your next door neighbor, and you don't even realize it. Like I said, the senior hunger really is an invisible problem. I know that we're more focused on Newcastle County here, but our need does stretch the entire state. In Kent County, there's over 1,500 seniors receiving over 220,000 meals. In Sussex, there's over 1,200 seniors receiving 260,000 meals. It's really a widespread problem.
How does somebody qualify for Meals on Wheels? Who gets them?
Well, Meals on Wheels is mainly for people 65 and older who have difficulty going out, doing the grocery shopping, preparing the meals for themselves. And a lot of people don't think about just how difficult going to the grocery store can be for some people. And it's not even just necessarily old age. You can also get a doctor's referral if you're undergoing medical treatment that restricts your abilities. And you can also apply for Meals on Wheels.
And, you know, most people don't even think about it. It's not just being unable to carry a grocery bag. For a lot of people, and it doesn't have to be just in the middle of the city, an urban area, food deserts. There's no food available for seniors.
Absolutely. Meals on Wheels really does bridge that gap that a lot of people don't even realize exists. We talk about senior hunger as an invisible problem because it's not something that's really shoved in everyone's faces. So it's our job and our goal to make the community aware that, yes, there are over 4,300 seniors around you that are struggling with this issue, and you can help.
So what are the causes for senior hunger? I mentioned food deserts where there is no food available within the block even, or within a mile of someone's home. And if you don't drive, if you have limited mobility, getting food is almost impossible. But is it economics? Is it?
Yes. I mean, there's several factors that play a part in this, but a huge problem that seniors face is that a lot are on a fixed income. And so when it comes to providing food for themselves, it unfortunately becomes this choice between food or medicine. And, you know, people are going to choose the medicine that they need. And we completely understand that it's a choice that no one should have to make. And so it's our goal to make sure seniors don't have to make that difficult choice.
Are most of these seniors living alone?
Yes. And that is another sad truth that I think a lot of people don't realize, is that as people age, they're losing their spouses, they're losing their loved ones, they're losing their peers, and more seniors are living alone. They may be fortunate enough to be in a senior center or a community where they have help, but a lot aren't. So I can say from personal experience, going to deliver meals, I'm often going to the door of someone who hasn't seen anyone that day. And they're very grateful to have a volunteer there smiling with a warm meal, just not necessarily just to provide nutrition, but also just a wellness visit and a conversation.
Now, you just said a wellness visit. Now, it's not just food that you're doing. And I was looking on the website, you know, doing my research before, and it talks about, well, one, helping them remain independent, but also to allow them to manage their own affairs and also to live life with dignity.
Absolutely. I know that my grandparents would not want my parents to move in with them, would not want something like that. They really do appreciate still being independent, still doing things on their own. And our seniors who receive Meals on Wheels, they don't want to lose that independence. And I believe it's about 85% of seniors say that Meals on Wheels makes them feel safe and secure in their own home.
And that's because, of course, someone is volunteered to come to the home.
Yes, yeah, absolutely. Seniors don't feel like they're being forced out of their homes into a nursing home. They get to stay where a lot of the time they've been there for decades. It's their home. So Meals on Wheels allows that dignity to remain, yes.
And now, so can you tell us a little bit about how do the partners that you work with, they have volunteers in their own kitchens? How do the meals actually get out?
Oh, yes. So the five facilities throughout the state that have Meals on Wheels programs, they are fully equipped with kitchens to prepare the food. Actually, a big part of what we do is making sure that these agencies have what they need. So like last year in Newcastle County, we replaced the kitchen equipment at Newark Senior Center. We replaced delivery vehicles for City Fair. We provided insulated hot and cold bags to ensure food safety on delivery. These are the kind of things that we do as Meals on Wheels Delaware that people don't necessarily think as Meals on Wheels. But we make sure that food is prepared safely, stored safely, transported safely. We make sure there are access ramps to these facilities, so if people have limited mobility, they can still get in and out. We try to make sure that everything is covered for these agencies so that no senior is ever waiting for their meal.
And so you never think about that. You just think, wow, volunteers get together in some big kitchen. They prepare all these meals and then volunteers deliver them. But it's not that simple. You do have to have power to keep that kitchen operating. You need kitchen equipment that reaches the right temperatures, keeps it cold, keeps it hot, and you have to make sure that the vehicle is going to make it to where it's going.
Absolutely. So I do like to remind everyone that the Meals on Wheels process is not just the meal going in out the door and arriving at a senior's home. There's so much beyond that.
Oh, and now you mentioned a wellness check too. What do the volunteers actually form relationships, or are they trained to troubleshoot?
So there are definitely personal friendships that are created between volunteers and the seniors receiving the meal. I know that I've seen seniors that know their volunteer by name, greet them at the door with a giant smile and are so excited to see them. I've seen, not just seen, I've heard stories from our Meals on Wheels recipients that they now stay or do lunch with a senior because they've formed that kind of bond. It's really lovely. I wouldn't say that volunteers are trained in any way to respond to any sort of medical emergency. However, if a volunteer comes to the door, the senior doesn't answer, or the senior doesn't seem well, or they notice that a meal from the day before hasn't been eaten, we will reach out to the meal delivery agency because they receive paperwork on that senior, and we can reach out to the doctor in that case and get someone more involved who is qualified.
It's eyes on the site.
Yes.
So now, so this is a volunteer organization. What about Meals on Wheels itself?
Well, Meals on Wheels Delaware has a very small staff, mm-hmm. but a staff. But when it comes to our fundraising events, those are almost always volunteers. The delivery drivers are almost always volunteers. And they're people who are working and just donate their lunch break to the cause. It's something that people are passionate about, and they work it around their free time to make sure that they can do that.
Give us those organizations again. Let's read them off slowly, too, because I'm going to assume that all of them are looking for volunteers as well.
Yes, absolutely. If you have any interest in delivering meals for Meals on Wheels, the agencies throughout the state that deliver, again, in New Castle County, we have City Fair and Newark Senior Center. In Kent County, we have Modern Maturity Center. And in Sussex County, we have Cheer and Meals on Wheels Lewis Rehoboth. If you're looking to volunteer at all, or if you know someone that's in need of meal delivery, those are the agencies throughout the state that will be able to do that.
So anyone who's hearing this is actually within the range of an organization that is delivering or could receive their services.
Yes, absolutely. If you're hearing this, there is someone close by that will be able to provide those services for you.
And Meals on Wheels is a larger organization. You're an affiliate of the National, correct?
Yes, we are. Meals on Wheels Delaware is a member of Meals on Wheels America. Meals on Wheels America covers the whole country. There's some Meals on Wheels in states that work just like we do, that are just fundraising entities for the delivery agencies throughout the state. Meals on Wheels America is essentially the same thing, a big fundraising entity for the Meals on Wheels programs throughout the country.
And so, again, if we want to get more information, though, about the one locally, we go to Meals on Wheels DE. That's MealsOnWheelsDE.org. And you can call them at 302-656-3257. That's 302-656-3257. Is that for if you'd like to volunteer, find out more information, donate, and or receive?
Yes. That's the phone number you'd want to call for any general information about Meals on Wheels Delaware, and you can also head to our website. We have everything up there as well.
And that means links to all of the five organizations across the state.
Yes, we do. If you're looking to volunteer with meal delivery, or if you're looking to receive meals, all the information is on our website for the individual delivery agencies. You should be able to figure out which one's local to you.
And there's a link to the national organization if
yes.
you're hearing this in another state.
Yes. If you are in one of the surrounding areas, Meals on Wheels America, there's a link right on our homepage. You can get there.
And this, of course, is Focus on the Delaware Valley. I'm talking today to Meals on Wheels Delaware, and we're talking to the Marketing and Design Coordinator, Jennifer Halliday, today. And again, MealsOnWheelsDE.org. And, of course, they're on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, as well as everybody is. Oh, and if you're just picking this up right now, you can hear this show in its entirety just by going for the podcast at Mix995WJBR.com. Now, let's get back into the fun part of all of this, because, again, you're like that old commercial back in the day. You don't sing the song, you don't make the tape, but you make the tape sound better.
Right.
You're too young to remember that. But anyway, it's so the work that you do provides the cars, the refrigeration, the stoves, turns the power on to all these organizations that are feeding more than 4,000 of our older Delawareans. And so you got to have a lot of money to do that stuff. And I'm going to guess then that that means you do a lot of fundraising.
We absolutely do. That is, like I've said, our main focus at Meals on Wheels Delaware is raising funding to provide for these meals, these meal providing agencies throughout the state. And the main way that we raise funds is we do fundraising events throughout the year and throughout the state. We try to make sure that we have events in every county because we serve every county and we want every county to know that we're involved there. The one we have coming up most locally here in Newcastle County is the Ultimate Tailgate, which is one of my favorite events.
I think we're going to be there too, and I'm looking forward to this. So what is this thing? It's October 18th. I know that. It's at Delaware Park Racetrack and Slots. And what's going to happen?
I first want to say that this is our first year holding the Ultimate Tailgate at Delaware Park, so it's a brand new venue. We're really excited. The current plan right now is for the event to be outside in the Grove. That will change if there's inclement weather. We're not canceling the event, but we will be inside if there's inclement weather. But I just wanted to call attention to that because we've previously been at a different location. So this is a great event. It's our more casual event out of all of them. You're encouraged to dress in your favorite sports attire. We give out an ultimate fan prize, which is usually the most decked out person. Last year, we had someone who was representing the Navy, had a big boat hat on. He ended up winning ultimate fan. It's a culinary event. We try to keep all of our events food focused because we want people to keep that in mind when we're there. And so the main goings on would be tastings from a lot of local area chefs. We have tons of restaurants lined up. We have Anthony's Coal Fired Pizza, Cafe Gelato, El Diablo. We've also got tons of beverage providers. We have Painted Stave Distilling. We have Two Stones Pub. Just so many to name. I think we have about 30 different stations. And guests will be able to kind of walk around the event, pick up samplings from chefs that they'd like. You get to talk to the chef if you'd like to. And you get to taste and drink while you listen to our live entertainment. We're going to have the Stone Shakers there. And we have a live auction. We have a silent auction. We've started this brand new thing this year. If you're familiar with our spring events, we have a Cellar Masters wine auction. Well, we're starting a Brewmasters beer auction at the tailgate this year. Again, it's something brand new. We're really excited. It's going to have live auction format with an auctioneer. And we have some really amazing things up for auction in that beer auction. Mm-hmm. There's several rare beers. There's actually Westervlin, I believe is what it's called. It's brewed by monks, and it is not for commercial sale. We have a donor who visits this abbey, and they have been given permission to sell the beer for charity. It's only to be sold at this event. It's really special. I've always wanted to try it. If you'd like to try it, you get your chance at the Brewmasters Beer Auction. Besides beer, we have tons available in the auction. We also have a private tour of 2SP Brewing Company, a stay at the Dogfish Head Inn. There's a lot up for auction, and you really don't want to miss.
And of course, it's all at a new location this year, Delaware Park Racetrack and Slots. And you're hoping to be out in the Grove to really tailgate. But if not, you'll be moved inside.
Yes. We definitely want to be outside to give that tailgate feel. We've never done it outside before. Also, having it outdoors, we have the ability to have different vendors. So we're going to have some food trucks there this year. That's something we've never been able to do because we haven't had a place to park them. So The Roaming Raven's going to be there. If you're interested in trying that food truck, it's going to be at the Ultimate Tailgate.
Wow. So, and again, tickets, where do you get the tickets for this thing?
Tickets are on sale online on our website, mealsonwheelsde.org. We have an events tab. If you just hover over it, you'll see all of our events coming up. Just click the Ultimate Tailgate, and that's where you'll get tickets.
And again, that's October the 18th, first time at Delaware Park, and it will be in the Grove unless the weather is really bad, and then it'll be in side, but dress to impress in your team colors. So what's the prize? Bragging rights, or they get anything?
Well, you get bragging rights, yeah. But you'll also get two tickets to our spring Celebrity Chefs Brunch.
Ooh, that is the one that I like.
That's the hot ticket.
Yeah, that's the whiny one, and I like wine. I like wine. And that the seller's auction just sounds amazing, and you're the only ones doing that kind of thing.
Yeah, the Cellar Masters Wine Auction is a really unique event, and that's kind of why we decided to do this Brewmasters Beer Auction in the fall. It happens once a year, and people look forward to it every year. We're going to have people asking about it this winter, and it's not until April.
well, we'll get to that, because there's one in between, though. I saw something about a big warehouse event.
Yes.
What is that? Tell me about that.
Yeah, so Meals on Wheels has lots of large fundraising events, like the Ultimate Tailgate coming up at Delaware Park, but we also have some really great community partners, and that would be our warehouse sale. We're partnered with A Meal on Re. And this is actually our 10th year doing this event. And so A Meal on Re has a warehouse sale on the weekend where they have discounted prices and they open their warehouse doors. Well, before that weekend, on that Thursday, they do a special sale for people that buy tickets through Meals on Wheels. And a portion of the proceeds gets donated back to Meals on Wheels Delaware. So if you're looking for luxury cookware, we're talking A Meal on Re, we're talking Duralex, we're talking Jars Ceramics, we're Rosalie, Mauville. I know that people look for that copper cookware. It's floor to ceiling in the warehouse. And if you're trying to get that at up to 80% discounted prices, and before anyone else gets in there that weekend, Meals on Wheels Delaware is your ticket. We only have 4 VIP tickets left. VIP tickets to this warehouse sale, which is called Stock Up for Seniors, by the way. I'm not sure if I mentioned that.
I didn't.
VIP tickets include the earliest admission, plus we have chefs there for VIPs, Cuisinatrix and Brio, Tuscan Grill, will both be there preparing tastings for our VIP guests. So if you're trying to grab a snack before you shop, try to score one of those last VIP tickets.
Mm-hmm. And for the rest of us rabble, the tickets are available now, too, and we
yes.
go to your website?
Yes. If you head to our website, there's 3 different admission times. VIP admission is 5:30. There's also 6:30 and 7:30 admission tickets. Whatever you're interested in, there are tickets available. They're going fast, though. This event sells out every single year, and it's about a month away. So.
And what's the date?
The date is October 25th. It's a Thursday.
Okay. And now then, let's go back to the chefs. Is there anything between that and the chefs, the big chefs event in the spring?
We're actually the beneficiary of the Ultimate Wine Experience this year. That's November 9th. It's put on by Greenville Wine and Spirits at Brantwyn. In the past, other charities have been the beneficiary of this event. This year, Greenville Wine and Spirits has selected Meals on Wheels Delaware. That's November 9th. We also have information on our website, and those tickets are available as well.
It is a time now to talk about the chef's event in the spring.
Yes, yes. So we have our main focuses are in the spring and in the fall, because summer, a lot of people are gone. Winter, not a lot of people want to go out. So our fall events, the tailgate is really our last big one that wraps it up. And we focus on the spring. In April, we have our Celebrity Chefs Brunch, and we have our Cellar Masters Wine Auction. The Celebrity Chefs Brunch is always a hot ticket. We usually have chefs that you recognize from television there. We have a lot of top chef participants. In the past, we've had John Tazar, Bruce Kalman, Carrie Baird, Kat Tsuji, Sylvia Barbon. A lot of people that actually made it to the finals on those shows. And they return year after year because they have a great experience and they love helping the cause.
It's funny. It's a real community among the chefs.
It really is. They look forward to seeing each other every year. When we reach out for chefs to participate, they'll be like, yeah, is so-and-so coming again? We like to host a reception dinner for all the chefs when they come into town, and they all look towards that as kind of like a reunion.
It's nice for that, and it's amazing how they give back. And they're not the only ones. You have a lot of volunteers. You have a lot of small events throughout the year that people put on for you. You have bartending events, etc. How do we get involved to do work with you?
If you're interested in volunteering with Meals on Wheels Delaware to raise funds, not necessarily to deliver for the meal delivery agencies, we have a lot of volunteer opportunities as well. You can find all those on our website. We need a ton of volunteers to set up these events, to work these events. We need people checking people when they come in. We like to have a lot of games at our events. So we'll have like a ring toss or something like that. We need volunteers for that. We always have a Meals on Wheels Delaware information table with a giving tree if anyone wants to make straight donations to Meals on Wheels. We need volunteers for all of these things. So if you're interested, just head to our website and all our volunteer opportunities are up there.
And of course, when you're there, you're going to see all the wonderful events. And of course, the one that we're really flogging today, the big ultimate tailgate coming up on October 18th. And I know that takes a village too, doesn't it?
Absolutely. We are so grateful for our presenting sponsor, Wisfis Bank. Without them, we would not be able to put on this event. And we're also very grateful for the support that WJBR is providing us. If you're a fan of Chris Leonard, he's going to be our MC at the Ultimate Tailgate. So if you're looking to catch him, you can see him there as well.
Oh, he's a doll baby. and he'll hear this, unfortunately, on the podcast, which is available at mix995wjbr.com. So go to the website. We're going to find out how we can volunteer, how we can just, give some money. Or we can also find out about all these other great ways to participate by attending a great, fun event beginning October 18th with the big Ultimate Tailgate at its new location, Delaware Park Racetrack and Slots in the Grove. Let us cross our fingers for good weather that day. And of course, then later on October 28th, you've got your warehouse sale with Emil Henry. You've got so many great things coming up, and it all goes to support Meals on Wheels Delaware, which provides the funding, provides the resources for all of our local agencies here, for five of the great local agencies in Delaware to provide all of these meals. So thanks to you.
Thank you, Laura, for having me on.
Well, anytime. Again, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, you can find the Meals on Wheels Delaware online, mealsonwheelsde.org. You can call them at 302-656-3257. But go to mealsonwheelsde.org to find out everything that we talked about today on this show. And here is where I say you're out of here. And thanks for coming in, Jennifer Halliday, the Marketing and Design Coordinator for Meals on Wheels Delaware, my guest today. Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
I'm Laura Lewis. This has been Focus on the Delaware Valley.